Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So, hello, good morning. It's Tuesday, and it's St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day, apparently. God, we got schooled by that guy, David Nile.
Is it, no, I'm here. I was thinking of him as I was looking at our list of St. Patty's Day stories.
There's Make sure you make it a D. It's not a T. It's a D. Patty.
There's really no point to this holiday if we can't get together and get ripped.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I didn't even bother to wear green. This is probably the first time in my life I haven't worn green on a St. Patrick's Day. But I was like,
oh, I'm wearing green.
I'm too cold, and I don't have a green sweatshirt. That's what I need, a green sweatshirt.
Did you hear that?
Hear what, darling?
I just heard Nicole.
That was me. I said I'm wearing green.
Oh, I do hear you, Nicole.
Okay,
so this is
worked.
Our phone test.
And
right
you can
now.
Hear them, correct?
Yeah, I can hear them.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, isn't this lovely?
It's nothing like testing stuff on the air, and especially when it's a success. This is great.
You know, Bryn, this is the way it's gonna be. From now on, we're just gonna figure things out on the air. Listeners, thank you for bearing with us. We totally appreciate it. And we can still get your text, so if you're annoyed by it, let us know. 800-400-3697. All right, Nicole, how you holding up? How's everything going?
It's going good. I didn't know to wear black today. Alex and Brandon are wearing black, and I wore green.
Oh. Yeah, I wore black. You didn't get the memo, huh?
No, I did not get the memo.
Finn, are you wearing black today?
I'm wearing a 49ers t-shirt. I don't understand. Are you guys all on the cameras?
No, we're not.
No.
Oh, okay. We aren't today.
We're just, you know, she actually stuck with the program.
She actually wore the green shirt that David brought in for us. And
I saw that
shirt today, and I put it aside because this holiday has been overshadowed by a few things in my life.
Right. Instead, we're wearing black.
Right.
That's
yeah.
it.
I mean, I think black's appropriate still.
Right. Well, actually, the phone sounds loud and clear. I'm getting a perfectly good feed. Vinny, you feel the same?
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, awesome.
And I would like to say, Nicole and Brent, of course, but Nicole, you're stepping up. You're doing a great job.
Great job, Nicole.
Thanks for all the prep this morning.
Thanks.
Killing it.
No problem.
Kill it. Okay.
All right.
Back, guys.
All right. Hang up on her.
All right. Talk to you
all
later.
Right. All right. So shall I jump into the trash?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So this part of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by radio.com, which I understand a lot of people are joining up. It's an app. You get it on your phone, and then wherever you are, there we are, too. Take us with you. Put us in your pocket. You can listen to podcasts and everything else on there, too. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they've been released from coronavirus treatment. They were in Australia when Tom contracted it. I don't know if it means that she wound up having... Well, she's saying...
How do you not end up with
she
it?
She did. That was... It looks like they did. Let's see.
Okay.
So this was... They rent a home in Queensland. They announced last week, I think Thursday of last week, that they had tested positive. He is there, making a film about Elvis Presley. That production, surprise, has been put on hold. There are currently 375 confirmed cases of the virus in Australia, so thank you, Tom Hanks. He is 63, so in the danger zone. And he said, and I think, isn't he diabetic too?
I do not know that.
Yeah, I want to say that he's got some underlying stuff. So he had said last Thursday on Instagram that he had been diagnosed with coronavirus Rita said, oh, here, this is actually him still. We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. And he followed up with another post thanking everybody for taking good care of them. And now they have been released. He says, I feel okay. I have symptoms so far. Oh, sorry. This just morphed into somebody else's story. Now we're talking about Idris Elba, who is saying he had no symptoms and got tested because he knew that he'd come in contact with someone else. Mm-hmm. He says, I feel fine. I have no symptoms so far. No panic, but he is positive. I'm not sure if he's also in Australia and that's why they've included him in this story, because it just jumped over to Idris Elba all of a sudden. Anyway, they're going to be fine. They both seem to be past it. Let me get the Idris Elba, because there's a few people actually, you know, whereas we were all looking to the famous people to show us the way.
I was going to say, you know, the joke is these celebrities are special, right?
Yes.
And well, yet they are. I mean, I'm a fan of Idris and I'm a fan of Tom Hanks. I don't want either of them kicking over Corona. No. And the truth is, they're not going to kick. I've looked at all this stuff. Corona is, yes, it's not something to take lightly, but for those of us that get it, it'll suck and then we'll get over it.
Right. Exactly. And it's, you know, and it's what the most important thing is, keep it away from the people who are most susceptible to the problems that arise when you get it.
I have a couple stories and I'll mention it now real quick. The grocery industry is considering, someone put it out there that they should open early for people over 60 and allow them to shop without mixing with, because they're most at risk, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that you may see put in place.
Have you guys, we put in an Instagram order on
Instacart.
Instacart order on Sunday night, and it's getting delivered tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like they're that far out. So if you really need something, you do need to go to the supermarket.
And I will probably have to mask up and go out myself, because we are dealing with, one of my kids needs to eat certain things, and it's basically fresh fish and vegetables.
That's the thing. That's what people want to eat too. Like fresh stuff is, I feel like I'm not raiding my pantry yet. I still want fresh things while they're available, and you're in a totally special circumstance.
Well, I have to get that stuff for her, but I'm not concerned. I'll eat macaroni and beans and rice and make little bean and cheese. Well, she already is. We're already having to eat the things that she can't. So she's eating her food, and there are times when we're having to eat the other things, and that's just a matter of making the food stretch.
That's tough. How do you explain that to a six-year-old?
It's tough. There isn't a way to really, we're telling her that, look, your food is important for your diet, and we do not need to be eating what is specific to Joy's needs. Joy's her tummy, everyone.
Oh, that's right. You named her Tummy.
Yeah, mine's Frank. Mom's Hank.
Oh, Frank and Hank. Mm-hmm. What about Hulk Baby? Just Hulk Baby.
She's not in this party. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to.
What we put in front of her.
Right.
Tank.
Double, with both hands, tank. By the way.
Yeah, make her Tank. Hank and Tank.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Done. I'm going to have to go out and get some fresh stuff, but we froze a bunch of fish and meats, so we're going to be okay. We're good. Yeah. And by the way, I guess I don't want to take up the celebrity trash, but one of the things, people are putting the story out there, and I guess I should mention it. America has enough food. There will not be a problem with the food supply. So while you should stock up and not make multiple visits to the store daily,
right?
There's no shortage of food. You don't have to trip on that.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like you said before, most people, they get it, they get through it, they recover. At some point, we'll go on with our lives. And
right.
So it's, you know, it's not one of these things where the entire population is decimated and no one is there to stock the shelves. Like people are still... There are people who are still working. The supply chain is in place. There's people delivering. It's, you know, everything's going to take a little longer. And we all need to remember we're all in it together. please be patient with other people. Now is not the time to be an a-hole. Now is the time to examine your former a-holeness and try to be kind and understanding.
And clearly, as you stated in your first celebrity trash story, even celebrities are being inconvenienced.
The poor things. I mean, they're the best
terrible
among us.
Right.
You know what's annoying about celebrities? John and I were talking about this last
they're
night.
They're so handsome.
Well, that's annoying too. You know, God, so good looking. It really delineates the lines between the people who can get whatever they need and the people who can't. They're just the people who get tested for coronavirus, normal people, the rest of us, I guess I'm trying to say. They're saying it's a 5 to 7 day wait to get your test back. So you are, by the time you get your test back, you've already had the thing and it's gone. And
I don't
just
know
like,
why
yup, I had it.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because I'm now isolated, and if I've got it before I got into isolation, I've given it to my family too. And we sort of, I guess, just came to, because there was a minute where I thought, should I split since I've been the one that's out? And basically we decided I've already polluted whatever, there's no chance me going and isolating by myself would keep it from my family, because I'd already been in the general, everywhere in the house with everyone. So
by the time you start to question whether or not you've been exposed, you know, it's just act like you have been exposed. And if you've exposed other people, then you stay with those people and you hunker down.
That's what we're doing. Exactly right.
But if you're a celebrity, good news. We'll have your results. If you want to just sit down and wait, we'll have that for you.
All right. I mean, yeah, I don't see any reason to test, but that's just...
I mean, I'm with you. The only thing would be if you're suddenly finding yourself... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure professionals are saying, look, if you have this symptom and that symptom, we need to know who's got this thing and who's...
Oh, good point. Know. Yeah, well, the texters will tell us we're wrong.
They will. They will tell
what
us
what we just
what
said.
We
but
do.
I personally feel like I'm in isolation. If I get it, I'm just going to stay in isolation. I have no plans of going out anytime soon, and hopefully I'll be able to ride it out without needing an urgent care visit.
Right. And the thing is, like with Idris Elba, the guy is saying, this morning I tested positive for COVID-19. I feel okay. I have no symptoms. So he went and got tested before he was even, which by the way, for us, again, us mere mortals, I don't even think they'll test you. Like, you've got to be showing symptoms to get the test.
I have to believe he's testing because he's out. He's been out. I don't know why. That's what I'm saying. My whole point is I'm in. So it doesn't matter whether a test would tell me I'm positive or negative. I'm staying in.
Right. And basically, Idris Elba is saying, I found out that I was possibly exposed. And so I went and got tested. And I'm Idris Elba. So they said, sure, we'll test you. He says, this morning... he said this on Twitter yesterday. This morning, I tested positive for COVID-19. I feel okay. I have no symptoms so far, but I've been isolated since I found out about my possible exposure to the virus. Stay home, people, and be pragmatic. I'll keep you updated on how I'm doing. No panic. No symptoms at all. He realized he'd been exposed to someone who had tested positive. And he said, transparency is probably the best thing for this right now. If you're feeling ill, or you feel like you should be tested, or you've been exposed, do something about it, all right? It's really important. See, he's an English guy, isn't he?
He is.
They're actually speculating that he may have gotten the virus from Canada's First Lady, Sophie Trudeau. Or possibly she got it from him. They were photographed together right before either of them got tested positive. And she's sick with it. Or maybe she's recovered by now, but she did test positive. Also... A girl, a Bond girl by the name of Olga Kurylenko or something.
I'm not familiar at all.
She announced her news on Instagram. She said, locked up at home after having tested positive for coronavirus. I've been ill for almost a week now. Fever and fatigue, my main symptoms. And then I thought I had it in this one. But here it is. Game of Thrones actor. Christopher Hivju, he played Tormund Giantsbane. Remember that guy, the redheaded guy who loved, you know,
yes.
Where's the big woman?
Yeah, that's, you need to tell me the wilding.
Yeah, that guy.
The redheaded wilding guy.
the one who was in love with, you know, Lady Brienne of Tarth. Mm-hmm. He is self-quarantining in Norway. He has also said that he's tested positive. And there was a picture of him with his wife on Instagram yesterday. So, stars, they get it too. Let's see here. This is great news if you are quarantining yourself and you've got children. Okay.
Let's hear it.
You're going to love it. Universal is going to be releasing Trolls World Tour for digital rental the same day they release it in theaters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you.
I do love it. You're right.
And the movie theater closures have begun. I want to say I saw Regal Theaters had shut it down. Let me see if I can find. This is my new way of finding things. It's not really working for me. I just have like 15 tabs with like little snippets of titles. I want to say Regal Theaters is the one that just made the big announcement that they are in fact they're closed. You can't.
Nicole's
go see
saying
a movie
that's
there.
Correct. Regal okay. Theaters.
So those closures are beginning to happen in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And Universal Pictures announced that it is going to release the upcoming animated. Very, you know, people love. This is the second one already, right? This seems very quiet.
Yeah, and the first one, despite the goriness of the underlying story, mm-hmm. which is these trolls are eaten.
Oh.
By the, what are those monsters called? What are they?
Are they like giants or something?
Hold on, give me a second. My daughter says it all the time. Something is coming.
Oh, is she afraid they're going to come eat her?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, well, God. It's a really scary. Weird premise that the idea is this, what are those called?
It's killing me right now.
Anyway, they eat the trolls to become happy. And so the whole underlying thing is trolls make these people happy, but they need to be eaten.
Bergens.
The Bergens eat the trolls. So there's a really dark underlying thing there. But despite that, the songs and the joy and hug time and all the things that happen there, wonderful. Great.
Well, it sounds like maybe they're out. World tour. Like, we're going to go get those Bergens or something. Anyway, April 10th. It's going to be, let's see, you know, they're saying they're releasing it that day. Their only release may be to the digital rental world because I don't see theaters being available to people on April 10th, but what do I know? So let's see. Yeah, video on demand April 10th. Films already showing in theaters by the studio are going to be available for digital rental as early as this Friday. For instance, The Invisible Man and The Hunt. Those are going to be. Yeah. By the way, they're going to be more expensive.
Whatever.
Oh, God.
No. You go ahead.
48-hour rental period for $20, which is still less than you were going to pay if you went to see it in the theater with a friend or two and or get some food there.
I feel like I've paid that before. No, I feel like I've paid that before for movies I buy early.
Well, if you buy it, I have paid $20 for it.
You're saying a rental.
This is a two-day rental.
Got it.
For $20.
Okay, got it.
Which, listen, people are going to do it. I was already, before the isolation thing, I was already having trouble finding stuff to watch on TV, which is obnoxious.
You have a lot of shows to watch. Have you seen Mad Men yet?
I haven't, but here's the thing. You got to get someone else in your family to watch it with you. I'm not going to sit there and watch TV by myself.
No, you don't,
Sarah. I don't watch TV by myself.
I don't understand that attitude.
I just don't do it.
You got more than one TV at home.
Yeah, and I'm not watching any of them unless I'm with somebody.
Why has everybody got to come with you?
Because I really like to be able to talk with someone about it.
Jeez.
And it's just fun to be together, you know? I just don't care about TV that much. You know, if I'm not watching it with someone, it's just like, well, it's sad.
No wonder Wright hides in his room. If I walk outside, I'm going to have to watch some show.
I'll get smothered by mom.
I just like to be together. What is it? Oh, no. Oh, no. I hate those things.
Okay. Remember that part, Vince?
It's a classic scene. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, there's your basic story. It looks like I'm sure if Universal's rolling this stuff out, like, listen, we need to make money, then I'm sure there's other studios that are going to be, look for this to be coming to your TV.
Yeah,
really soon.
Look, the smart thing to do right now is pivot. Like, yep. be ready business-wise to do what's necessary to stay in business. And that's right. For them. They're going to make bank on that.
And do I have time to squeeze one more in, you guys?
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to do it really fast because I know, we love Big Brother. And they do Big Brother all over the world. Right now, there are people in a Big Brother house in Germany. And they don't know about the coronavirus.
Oh, good for them.
Mm. People are mad at the Big Brother people, the overlords. There's a handful of people. They have no idea what's going on with the coronavirus because they're in the Big Brother house. They went in February 6th. So they're probably clear. And they're apparently completely clueless. So 4 more housemates joined the cast on March 6th. But obviously the situation's changed a lot even since then, only 11 days ago. The tradition is you keep contestants in the dark about what's going on in the outside world, barring extreme circumstances. And the producers thought a pandemic wasn't extreme enough because they weren't going to tell them. But social media blew up. They were like, you put people in there who... Did you test them before they went in?
You mean the new additions?
Yes. So they added 4 housemates 1 month after the start of the show, but only 11 days ago. So... And I'm not sure, you know, Italy's the one that has the big outbreak, but I have heard that Germany has it.
Mm-hmm.
So social media went crazy, and the contestants are going to get clued in today. They're going to get video messages from relatives. In Canada, in their Big Brother, they were in a similar situation. They were even filmed having a conversation about why there was no live audience for a recent eviction. And then eventually they were like, we have to tell you guys something. Sorry about it, eh? Turns out everyone's in lockdown, including you. You can't leave. It's not okay. All right, that's it for the early trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll give you an update on our current situation with everyone being at home and all that and the coronavirus and more after the... Oh, and St. Patrick. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Thank you so much for the well wishes.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.